USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to defend the airstrike that kills a top Iranian general.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him.
And since making those remarks, the president issues stern warnings to the government in Tehran. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
I spoke to retired Lieutenant Jason Redman, who spent 20 years as a SEAL, leading combat missions in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. I wondered what he thought of the threats by Iran to retaliate.
You know, what I foresee them doing is trying to ramp up what they've already continuing to be doing, which is target American interests, target Americans, target Israeli interests. And they're going to do that through terrorism, assassination, and probably even a lot of cyber war. So trying to go after us through cyber methods.
I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Al-Qaeda-affiliated terror group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for an attack on a U.S. military base in Africa. It apparently attacked a base in Kenya early today and destroyed some U.S. military equipment, but there were no reports of any U.S. fatalities. Kenyan authorities say they killed at least four of the terrorists, saying that the attack was, in their words, successfully repulsed. The Tennessee Titans knock off the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots 20-13 in Foxborough, many suggesting that it might have been Patriot quarterback Tom Brady's last game there. But he told reporters after the game it's unlikely he's retiring anytime soon.
I would say it's pretty unlikely, but yeah. Hopefully unlikely.
Houston defeated the Bills in yesterday's other wild card game. Today it's Minnesota versus New Orleans in New Orleans, and the Philadelphia Eagles will take on the Seahawks in Seattle. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu walking back a rather attention-getting slip of the tongue. As Reuters reports, during a weekly cabinet meeting hours ago, he made a comment while discussing a new Israeli gas pipeline project and said, quote, "The significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power." He then quickly corrected himself, saying, "Energy power." The report says after a brief pause and a smile, the Israeli leader continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. No injuries reported after a passenger jet skids off a runway in Wisconsin. A Delta flight that was headed for Atlanta yesterday, passengers say it began to slide sideways, and it came to rest when it got stuck in the mud. The left wing about a foot off the ground, the other wing about 10 feet in the air. One passenger telling a local TV station it felt like being in a car that was sliding on ice. And the flu is still going around. The CDC says the virus is now widespread in 45 states and Puerto Rico. The latest report saying there's been nearly 6.5 million reported flu cases across the nation, and around 55,000 people have required hospitalization. Nearly 3,000 people have died. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.